From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. One of the challenges of our activity is to work out what is improvement. If you're engaged in many sports, the aim is to improve the score, whether it is getting a higher number of points, a lower handicap, or reeling in a bigger fish on a lighter line. We tinkerers in the electronics field are in a position where innovation and equipment upgrades don't necessarily indicate a better outcome. The adoption of commonplace hardware has been historically one of the hallmarks of the radio amateur, from the operating position being called a shack and using pieces of household accessories to breadboard a project. The resource that was fondly known as disposals when cheap surplus from the wars was released onto the market, and then the abundance of shortwave, VHF and UHF, ex-commercial equipment, have all been a boon to the ham. In more recent times, the upgrades to terrestrial communications has provided bits and pieces. That we have put to good use as the cell phone networks are upgraded. The days of dependence on electromechanical machines has been largely replaced by the ubiquitous computer and software and firmware, and the digital revolution is bringing gear into the shacks that are so small and versatile, and with such features as spectrum displays, that a complete station can be carried in little more than a supermarket carry bag. Well, we're all aware of this, I'm sure, as we use the many historic features of our pursuit. Children find the scoring in tennis amusing, with love being nothing. But we still use the symbols of the telegraph system with abbreviations and codes. We have contests that recognise people and events that hold significance to the majority of operators. And although probably most QSL cards are transmitted via the internet and not the postal service, we maintain these as part of our tradition. To me, there is no right or wrong way of being an amateur if you follow the license conditions and the accepted norms of our fellows. This then leads me to think that improvement and success in this activity is achieving the personal goals we set for ourselves. Maybe we do things alone, or we may join with others in a group or team, but the success seems to be in being in the game rather than getting the gold or silver endorsement on a wall plaque. I suppose that the international definition of amateur radio as sustaining lifelong learning, self-education, has more than a ring of truth to it. When we come to share our story with others, it would seem only right that we try and spell out that AR is something for everyone, as we can all be winners. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.